Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Tes, and we are all the way at the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis on the second to last line. If you remember yesterday, we started to discuss in the Mishnah what is allowed to be made on Shabbos and what is not allowed to be made in terms of Mei Melach. That was yesterday's issue, which was the Melach of Ma'abed, according to Rashi, the Melach of tanning or pickling, keeping something so that it stays for a long time. Along the way, we got into making other materials, other liquids, other mixtures, and also relating to some issues of refuah on Shabbos. That's going to take us over the next two blot, with a couple of other issues interspersed, but through the next two blot will be issues of medicines, today a little bit on the second half of the daf, and tomorrow will be just lists of medicines of the Talmud, one of those Gemaras, until we get to the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, when we will be back to other inyanim of Hilchos Shabbos. But there will be other issues that come up along the way, and we will try to make note of them. So we will start with Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Hu Haya Omer, we will start second to last line. So Hu Haya Omer, says the Gemara, Yad, he used to say, Yad La'ayin, this is quoting from Meseches Kala, if you see on the bottom, one of the Meseches Ketanos, Hu Haya Omer, Yad La'ayin Tikatzeis, if somebody puts his hand to his eye, his hand shall be cut off. This is a quote from Rabbi Muna, because that was the previous brice that we just quoted. So Rabbi Muna used to say, so Yad La'ayin, if somebody puts their hand to their eye before they wash the Tilas Yadayim in the morning, so it might as well get his hand chopped off, meaning it's terrible. He's doing something very dangerous for his eye. Yad L'chotiv Tikatzeitz. As we know, this applies to any orifice of the body. One is not supposed to touch any of the orifices of their body before they wash the Tilas Yadayim in the morning. Nose, eyes, ears, etc. Yad L'chotem Tikatzeis, Yad L'pet Tikatzeis, a hand to a mouth, Tikatzeis. Yad L'ozen Tikatzeis, hand to an ear, Tikatzeis. That's where the Ruach Ra will have the most dangerous. Yad L'chasuda Tikatzeis. What's a chasuda? That is the place where one got bloodletted. Right, then there's a hole there in order to scab. So again, that's an opening. Yad l'chasuda tikatzeis. Yad la'ama tikatzeis. Yad to the Aver Hazachar. She'll be cut off. Rashi points out on top, on the next Amud, that this one doesn't only apply in the morning before one washes their hands. This applies, like we had in the Gemara, in the beginning of the second parak of Nida, that one should always keep their hands away from their Aver Hazachar. Yad la'ama tikatzeis, it could lead to hashchasa zera levatola, as we'll talk about again soon, Bez Hashem. Yad l'fiat tavas tikatzeis, a hand to the piat tavas, where somebody excretes soa, also tikatzeis. Any of these orifices, it is super dangerous to touch them with ruach ra on their hands before they wash their hands in the morning. Yad l'gigis tikatzeis, and also a yad literally to a barrel tikatzeis. If you have one that's a barrel of beer, it's just an example of food, touching food in the morning before one washes the Tilas Yadayim. That is dangerous. And the Gemara, the Brisa ends off, Yad Misa, or the Brisa, the statement of Rabbi Muna, Yad Misame, Yad Machareshes, Yad Ma'ale Polipos. A hand could cause blindness, or it could cause deafness, or it could be Ma'ale Polipos, a certain type of sickness. Rashi says, Reach HaChotem V'Hapet. A certain type of issues that come up from the Ruach Ra. Tanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Baschorin Izu, this Ruach Ra is a free Ruach Ra, it's very powerful, Umak Pedes, and it can affect a person's body, Ache Yerchot Yadav Gimol Pa'amim, until a person washes their hands three times. That is the Gemara about Yad La'ama Tikatzeis. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, this, as we know, is one of the three reasons we wash our hands with Tzilas Yadayim in the morning. This is the one Kabbalistic reason. It's also expanded upon by the Zohar. But the other two halachic reasons that are quoted by the Rishonim, known as the Machlokas between the Rashba and the Rosh. The Rosh at the end of Maseches Brachos, where this comes up in the last parak, where remember that Gemara in Daf Samach, which discussed all the different brachas that we say in the morning. So Gemara says, when you wash your hands, you say in Tilas Yadayim. Why do we wash our hands in the morning? So the Rosh says there in Maseches Brachos, because Yadayim Askani Osein. Our hands are busy, are dirty, we touch parts of our body at night that are usually covered, and therefore, before I say a davar shebekdusha, I have to wash my hand, because it's not appropriate to say davar shebekdusha with yadayim mitunafos, hands that are dirty in a spiritual sense. That's the Rosh. And the Rashba in Teshuva says, no, a totally different reason. The Rosh says, even if you didn't touch anything. No, a person in the morning is a birya chadasha. A person is a new creation in the morning, and it's like I am going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. Kekohen HaMakadesh Yadav Araglav Min HaKiyar. It was like a Kohen washes his hands and feet before he does Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So too every morning we have Avodah to do. It's a very beautiful Hashkafik message there, that we're like a Kohen every morning ready to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avodah in our Mikdash, in our life, and therefore we have to wash our hands in the morning. So those are two very different reasons, plus the reason of Ruach Ra, which the source in Shas is right here. This Gemara right here of Yad Lib, all the different parts of the body, tikates. There are many nafkaminas related to these reasons that we generally are machmir, and we always wash our hands, even if only one of the reasons apply. We only make a bracha if both the reasons apply. So we're machmir in both counts. Savik brachas lahakel, and therefore we're not going to make a bracha unless the Rashba and the Rush both apply. But we are going to wash our hands without a bracha, even if only one of the reasons apply. The reason for Ruach Ra in our Gemara never requires a bracha. Well, that was just the reason. We never require bracha. Anytime that we do an action, that Chazal mandated an action, even if it's a mitzvah, but if it is at root to protect from some type of danger, so one does not make a bracha in that case. Classic example is Mayim Achronim. The difference between Mayim Rishonim before a Seuda, we make a bracha on, that's based on the His Kaddishtem, to sanctify myself before I do a meal, so that's being Mosif Kedusha, and Mayim Achronim, don't get a bracha. The Rambam says Beferish, in Hilchos Brachos, that any action, any mitzvah that at root is to prevent a certain danger, you don't make a bracha on that Mayim Achronim. One might say that's the difference between Hagalas Kalim and Tevilas Kalim. In a certain sense, Tevilas Kalim, the Tinder Abanan, or maybe even a root star Raisa of Tovaling Kalim that were made by a non-Jew, I make a bracha on that, whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan, but it's being Mosif Kedusha. Just like a Ger makes a bracha when he goes to the mikvah to become Jewish, so too, when we Tovel Kalim, right, we make a bracha, we're being Mosif Kedusha. When we kasher something, we don't make a bracha, Hagala. We're removing a problem. We're preventing a problem. I don't want to eat treif. So I'm removing a problem, I'm preventing a problem, so that does not get a bracha. Whenever a bracha is said, it always means something directly positive. Right? That is the difference between a bracha and not a bracha. There is a fascinating machlokas. Sometimes it's not so clear. The mitzvah of ma'akeh. We had a shiur about this a couple of years ago. Mitzvah of ma'akeh, the mitzvah of putting up a fence. You make a bracha on the mitzvah of ma'akeh. Make a bracha on that. So many achronim say, yes, you make a bracha. Right, so others might say, but what do you mean you make a bracha? The Rambam says you make a bracha on it. Most assume you make a bracha. Why would you say you don't make a bracha? Because there are many hints in the sugya of makeh that it's all about prevention of the danger. That's what lo yipol anofel imenu. It says in Kiseitse. Do you make a bracha on just prevention? The answer is it must be that there's something positive as well in putting up a makeh. It's not just about preventing danger. There's something positive to add super protection to my area. That is something that the Torah demands, even above and beyond possibly where the danger might be. And there's the Machaneh Ephraim. I think it's come up. Machaneh Ephraim says that even if a non-Jew puts up my fence, puts on my makeh, I can make a bracha on that. That's a big chiddush. It's so result-oriented that, you know, even if a non-Jew does it, it's kind of ironic, though, because the more result-oriented it is, the more you say that, oh, it's just about preventing the danger, according to our lundas, you would not make a bracha on it. And the Machaneh Ephraim says the opposite. No, even if a goy does it for you, then you could still make a bracha on that. Could argue on both counts. Number one, how can you make a bracha on an action that the goy does? And number two, it's not so result-oriented, it's mice-oriented, therefore, you know, is the bracha appropriate if it's all result-oriented? Either way, that is other example. So, if we only have the reason of Ruach Ra, then you would not make a bracha. But, Ruach Ra, that reason does bring up one nafkamina, and that's the reason we wash three times. If it was just the other two reasons, we wouldn't have to wash three times on each hand. Right? But the fact that we wash three times, just like if somebody comes out of a cemetery, the minhag is to wash three times without a bracha, because of that Ruach Ra that is there. Based on the other two reasons, one would not wash three times. But there are other nafkaminas. What if somebody's up all night? Doesn't go to sleep? Do they have to wash the Tzilas Yadayim in the morning? They don't wash the Tzilas Yadayim in the morning. So if somebody goes to the bathroom, this is what is recommended. Somebody's been up all night, they should go to the bathroom in the morning and dirty their hands when they go to the bathroom on purpose. Right, so then you have the two reasons that apply, that you can even make a bracha on Atilas Yodayim. Right, you can, right, you're a birya chadasha because it's the morning, and Yodayim Askanios. But if somebody was up all night and they didn't go to the bathroom in the morning and their hands were not dirty, they didn't touch one of parts of the body that are usually covered, so then we would wash our hands without a bracha. You wash your hands to cover for the Rashba, Bir Yachadasha, but the reason the Rash doesn't apply, Yadayimus Kanios, so then we would not make a bracha. Or, what about a nap? What about sleeping during the day? Same kind of idea. According to the Rash, you're not a Bir Yachadasha. Sorry, according to the Rosh, Yadayim Askanios apply even when you're sleeping during the day, so you should have to wash. Mashiach, according to the Rashba, you're not a Beri Chadash in the afternoon, so therefore, one would not have to make a bracha according to the Rashba, therefore we'd wash our hands again. Somebody takes a nap during the day, we wash our hands without a bracha. And again, any little 20 minutes, somebody sleeps on the bus, you know, going to work, they have to wash their hands after they get to work. They have to, again, we're machmir, even for that type of sleep. What if somebody wears gloves to sleep? It's freezing. They wear gloves to sleep. So again, the same idea. According to the Rosh, there's no problem. Yadayim Askanios, take off your gloves. Mashain Kain, if one holds like the Rashba, one would still have to make a bracha. Again, there are many other nafkaminas, all the Svarim and Yonin Tilos Yadayim discuss in the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha, as many nafkaminas throughout the Siman Dalid of the Tilos Yadayim. Okay, but this is the third reason in Shas. We have the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Gemara that talks about Ruach Ra, and again, has to be three times. Some might be familiar with the Shita of the Gra. The Gra says four times. The Gra says four times. When the Gemara says, Asha Yirchod's Yad of Gimel Pa'amim, that means in order to get all the Tumah off, but now you have Tumah water on your hands, so you got to get that off. So it says the Gra in the Maaseh Rav, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. When it's in the Maaseh Rav, I'm going to look it up. At least in my Maaseh Rav, it is two Maaseh Ravs today. Number one, in Simin Hey, Os Hey, B'shachris Ma'aret Dalid Pa'amim, Gimel Pa'amim Lahavir Ruach Ra'a, Upam Dalid L'taher Hamayim Shenitma'u. That is the Gra, and all the footnotes at the bottom talk all about the Achronim. Mikra Adin and Gemara seems to say three. Minagolim is to do three on each hand, but that's the Gra. If somebody's a Maisarav person, the Maisarav was put together by the Gra's Talmidim, all the different Minhagim of the Gra. So he says four in that context. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Puch Ma'avir Bas Melech. Puch, a type of eye coloring. Somebody puts Puch on their eyes. Ma'avir Bas Melech, it removes the Bas Melech. It removes this this type of power of the Ruach Ra. Uposek as Adim, it also causes tears to stop. Umar B'Seir B'Afapayim, and it causes hair growth by the eyelids. That's this puch. So you got to know the side effects. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yossi Omer, puch ma'avir bas melech, uposik es adima, umar b'seir ba'afapayim. Good. V'yomar mar ukva amar Shmuel. Here we start. So we're talking about in Yonei Refu on Shabbos. Again, it came up yesterday. Why? Because we spoke about what you're allowed to make, right? Making the different types of mixtures. And along the way, we spoke about Refua types of mixtures. It's going to come up also in the next mission as well. So, Amar Ukva, Amar Shmuel. Alin, Ein Bayam Mishum Refua. Eating Alin, right? It's a certain type of herb. There's no Refua on that, right? It doesn't help. Right, Rashi, somebody used to eat this to help their eyesight. L'Hayir Einayim. You're allowed to do it because it doesn't really help. People think it helps, but it's not really a medicine. So that's why it's Mutter on Shabbos. Amar of Yosef, Kuzbarta, Ein Bayam Mishum Refua. Also Kuzbarta, all of these. Amar of Sheshes, Kshos, Haps, Ein Bayam Mishum Refua. Sheshes also, there's no Refua by all these items. One is allowed to take them. Amar of Yosef, Kuzbarta, Afilu Lididi Kashili. Rav Yosef, who was blind, said that Kuzbarta hurts even me. Right, it's detrimental. Not only does it not help, but it's detrimental, and therefore one should know that even if somebody cannot see. Amar of Sheshes, who is also a Sagi Nahor, Gargira, another type of herb, Afilu Lididi Ma'ali. No, it helps even me. Helps my eyes feel good, even though they don't work. Still can help. V'yomar Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel, Kol Minei Kshos Sharu, Levar Mituriza. All types of kshos are okay, except for Teresa, because that is something that people only eat l'refua, and it's clear that you're only eating that l'refua. So again, we don't exactly know what many of these things are, but we can learn yisodos out from the item. So Teresa is a certain type of item that is only eaten when somebody is sick, and therefore one cannot eat it in that situation. Amar Rav Chisda, Shrika Tavya Shari. What does that phrase mean? So according to Rashi, it seems like it has nothing to do with our sugya. That's why Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, Shrikatavya, if somebody has a piece of meat and one wants to baste it, one wants to baste it with oil, so one is allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's not called tikkun. It's not called fixing the item, because it's already edible. Rashi says, Shrikatavya, Lishrok v'latuach shemen u'beitzim mugugalim. Sometimes you wipe an egg, an egg, the liquid of an egg, onto something that is roasted in order to make it moist. That's no problem. Kishucha mishech hashecha, even after it's dark, shari, mutter, ubevachelo yeiro seach, as long as it's not boiling, we'll get back to that. Kidei levashel, v'lo amrinan, dami l'masakein. So that's not called tikkun to baste something on Shabbos. Tosfos is not like that pshat, because what does that have to do with anything? So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says no, it's some other shrikatavia, some type of liquid misanin bimei avatiach. You put a watermelon, you get the juices of the watermelon, and it's good to help get the systems clean, to be mishalshel. So that's what it means, that is mutter, because that is not only used l'shem refuah. Okay, Tosfos works it out that it fits in. But if we focus on Rashi's pshat for a minute, it seems to be an important line in Rashi, which is totally not our issue now, but it comes up here, so we have to talk about it. Shrikatavya, so Rashi says the basting, as long as the meat is not boiling hot, it's okay. What if the meat is boiling hot? Is this in a Kli Rishon? Not 100% clear what Rashi's talking about. Right, a lot of times I take something off the fire, or I put it even into another Kli. But Rashi says you have to make sure that the Tzli, it sounds like that the Tzli is not boiling hot. So that relates to the Sugya, that the Yoredeya Sugya, that we've spoken about before, of Dover Gush. That is, as we know, there's a Chumra of the Maharshal. The Chumra of the Maharshal. The Maharshal in Chulin. I think we have two Marshals today. The Marshal in Chulin in Perak HaLabasar, in the 8th Perak, in Siman Ayin Aleph, says that Vida She'ein Shayach Klisheni Ela B'davar HaMis'arev Aval Chatichas Basar O Dug O Orez, he includes Orez in there, She'ma'arin Cham Minakadera Im Hayatza, let us bow Dino K'Kli Rishon. The Chumra of the Marshal. We learned earlier, back on Daf Mem, that there's a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Kli Rishon is Mevashel, Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. But if you remember, Tosfos is Svara, on Daf Mem and Mabez. What was the Svara? Why Kli Sheni is not Mevashel? It can still be very, very hot. Why do we say, theoretically, Kli Sheni ain't a Mevashel? Because Tosfos said, Defanos Mikararos. Because it is going in a certain cooling direction. A pot that was heated on the fire has been going in a heating direction. But if you pour it into another kli, the walls already start cooling the content, and therefore, kli sheni is not mavasha. We said lamaisa, this doesn't come up so much, because there are kali bishel, which we don't know what kali bishel are, you gotta be machmir, and we have the machlokas between Rav Moshe and the world about kli shlishi, right, it's not in the Gemara, does that mean it's mutter, does that mean it's aser? Okay, that was all sugyas that we discussed back on Daf Mem. But, says the Marshal, Rav Shlomo Luria, the Yamshel Shlomo, in Maseches Chulin, that whole Svara of Tosfos only applies where the content of an item is affected by the container in which it's put. Meaning a Dover HaMis'arev, a liquid, something loose. But if you have a solid item, what's called a Dover Gush, says the Marshal, that Lechora should not defend, should not be affected by the Kula of Kli Sheni, even if it's in a Kli Revi'i. If it's still boiling hot, you should say it's Mavashal. That's the Chumra of the Yamshel Shlomo. Dover Gush is Mavashal, even in many Kalim. Even if it is not in a Kli Rishon, as long as it is boiling hot. And the Shach likes this Marshal. The Shach in Yeredeya, in Simen Kuf Hei Sevches, likes this Marshal. Dino Lo'olam Ki Kli Rishon. It's Lo'olam like a Kli Rishon. And he says that the Svara, he's the one that said that the Svara of Tosfos does not apply to the Dover Gush, and that's why one should be Machmir. That is the Chumra of the Marshal, the Chumra of the Shach. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Shabbos says, Yeish l'hachmer l'chadchila. Mishnah Brura is machmer l'chadchila like this Marshal. One should note that the Rama is Mekel. The Rama is Mekel. The Rama in Yeredeya and Simon Tzadi Dalid notes that if somebody has a slab of meat and they cut the meat with it, you have a hamburger that you cut with a milchik knife. So what's the halacha? So we l'chadchila are machmer to kasha the knife. We say it got shrafed up, even if the hamburger is on your plate, which is a Kli Sheni, at least. right? If it was in the ladle, and then put, maybe even more. But the Ramah's Mekel there. The Ramah says, well, it depends if it was in a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni. So yeah, there are shitas that are Mekel, but L'chad Chila, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Aruch HaShulchan are both Machmer in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Pesach. But this Rashi sounds like he is passing like the Marshal, right? Because he says, as long as it's not, you can baste it as long as it is not, it is not Roseach. Right, Shemar Beis Mugul call alatzli kishehu cham mishech hashecha. It's hot, ubavashal yeroseach, as long as it's not boiling. Right, which sounds like the issue is of a davar gush. La maisa, where does this come up? It comes up by chalant. Somebody has a very thick chalant, and I get chalant on my plate. I get a hot potato on my plate. It could be that potato of the status of kli rishon, even if it's on my plate, and therefore one has to make a machitza on the plate, between the salad, between the coleslaw that's on the plate on the Shabbos, between the deli, all of that is a deli might have been cooked. Deli was cooked. But the salads, so the deli you don't have to worry about. But the salads were not cooked yet. It's raw, cold vegetables. And therefore, there could be a chashash, a bishul. Therefore, one should make sure to put the kugel in, or put the piece of chicken in between the salads and the davar gush. Again, are there coolers for somebody who's not machmir? The Shmir Shabbos quotes that maybe it's okay because it's Mekalkel and it's Lonichale and Misasek and you're not interested in it getting ruined, even though most people like it getting, you know, the coleslaw and the chalam, they dafka eat it together. It's not Mekalkel and it's not Lonichale and none of those as far as apply because I'm used to it and that's part of my own at Shabbos. So again, that is, one should be careful just to make sure that it's not the Yasa Ledesbo when the two meet. Okay. That is Davar Gush in Rashi. We continue now. So said Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said Shrika Tav Yashari, and then Piapue Be'e Osir. So another phrase. What are Piapue Be'e? So Rashi seems to say to prepare eggs. But somebody is preparing eggs on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, that's a problem. Why? Because it appears like you are getting it ready to cook. Not allowed to cook on Shabbos, the raw eggs that you are getting ready. So one is not allowed to do that. Again, what is this? The Rashba argues, quotes, and argues in Rashi, what does this have to do with anything here? That has nothing to do with our Gemara, it's about Refuah. He quotes Rashi, and he says, Mashmeh is asa b'shemaris ayin, shenirah k'misha rotsa l'vashal b'kadera, v'gam zeinu m'chuvar, d'davar ha'lameh me'in yanu, b'inan u'binyan Refuah skinan. So he quotes Rabbeinu Hanan, who again says, it's a type of vegetable. A type of vegetable that people eat for medicinal purposes. That's the context that we're talking about. Rashi, though, comes up with other svaras for this. Debisu de Ziri Adelei Lechia Barashi. The wife of Ziri made it for Lechia Barashi. Velo achal, and he didn't eat it. Amrele, Larabcha Avdilei Va'achal Va'at Lo Achalt. I made this for your Rebbe. I made this for Ziri, and he ate it. Why don't you eat it? So Gemara says, Ziri Lataime. Ziri was Mako because he was Lashitaso. Damar Ziri. Nosin Adam Yayin Salul, Umayim Salulin, Latocha Mishmeres Beshabis. We're going to have this later. A person is allowed to put wine or water into a Mishmeres, a type of filter on Shabbos. Vein Achoshis, don't worry about it, even though it's going to get filtered. Why? Why am I allowed to do that? Alma, Kivan, Dimishtati, Hachi, Lavmidikavid. We discussed this back in the Boer Sugyas. If I would eat or drink or take part in something, even if the separation would not be done, then my separating it is not called a Maisa Boer. And therefore it's Mutter. So that's what Ze'iri holds. So Hachanami, Kivan, Demischal Hachi, Lav Midik Oven. And therefore so too, he would eat it even without this preparation. So even with the preparation, it would be Mutter. We discussed then the Cheshita of the Achronim. The Chazonish says this. Are you allowed to use a water filter on Shabbos? So the answer is, if I would drink the water without the filter, then I'm allowed to use the water filter on Shabbos. It's not really doing anything for me. Every once in a while, I would drink the water without the filter, straight from the tap. But if I would never drink water without the filter, never ever, either because I don't think it's healthy, or I think there are bugs in the water, and I would never drink the water, so whatever it is, so if I would never do it, it's boer for me. It's boer for me and not for the other guy. Right, so it depends. So that's this Gemara. Based on this Gemara, that if it's wine that I would drink anyway, so one doesn't have to be choshish for that, and that's what Ze'iri held. The Amar Ukva, Viter. Mishinagfa Yado O Raglo. If somebody wounds their hand or their foot, Tsomsa B'yayim Veda Choshish. Suppose they could soak it in wine, which is supposed to be good for reducing the swelling. Veda Choshish, and you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because it doesn't really work. Anything that doesn't really work is mutter on Shabbos. Iboilehu, chalamai. What about soaking it in vinegar? Amar of Hillel or of Ashi, ki avina be Rav Kahana, amri chalalo. When I was by Rav Kahana, he said no. vinegar is not allowed because that really works. Amar Rava, Vahani b'nei Mechuza, and these people from Mechuza, Kiva de Mefanti, since they are very mifunakim, they're sensitive, afilu chamrenami masi luhu, even wine they shouldn't use because they're very dainty, they're very sensitive, even wine could affect them, and therefore they're not allowed to use that. Ravina ikla be Ravashi, Chazia de Dricha le Chamra Gaba de Kare. He visited Ravashi and he saw that a certain donkey stepped on his foot. Right? You have to know Chamra. Does it mean wine or does it mean donkey? You have to know based on context. So a donkey stepped on his foot. For Yosef Katsamas le Bechala, and he was soaking it in vinegar. Amalei, Varsavala Malaha, the Amarav Hillel, Chalalo. Don't you know, this shita that you can't soak it in vinegar. Amalei, he says, gava yad v'gava regal shiny. The back of the foot of the hand, sakanas defanshus. So if this gets hurt without being taken care of, maybe infection, it's very open for infection because you walk on the floor and your hands are all over the place, and therefore it's sakana. Ikadamri, or a different version, chazi de katsamis like bechamra. He saw he was soaking it in wine. Don't you hold of that you heard that B'nai Mechuz are very sensitive. They can't use it. And you also are sensitive, so you shouldn't be able to use it. It's mutter. They are like an internal organ wound. And your mechal Shabbos for them. It's one of the sources in Shas for Pikuach Nefesh being Docha Shabbos. Shabbos is not one of the big three. We do not have to give our lives for Shabbos. The Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Vayakel in a beautiful piece that there's no such thing as Shabbos without the Jew. Shabbos is about a Jew keeping the Shabbos, right? Ki Shabbos ki osi lachem, and therefore the Jew's life beats Shabbos, meaning where pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. Even though if somebody is machal Shabbos, is the other extreme, one gets karis. He points out that irony in the pasuk that a Jew's life beats Shabbos, even though if somebody violates Shabbos, one is chayav karis. This is the halacha of pikuach nefesh being docha Shabbos. There are a couple of very difficult shuvas to understand in terms of pikuach nefesh, but the poskim talk about it's not lamaisa for us to learn anything from these shuvas. There are a couple of shuvas of the Radvaz. Maybe just even before that, I should say the Mishnah Brura, because this is the Iker. The Mishnah Brura screams that one should never hesitate when it comes to pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. If there is a case that even suffic pikuach nefesh, one has to do everything they can in their power, treat it like a weekday, and be docha Shabbos. And the Mishnah Brura writes in Siman Shin Chav Ches. That's the Siman of Refuah. All the cheses are major. We mentioned, I think, on last year. Shin ches is muksa. Shin yud ches is bishul. Shin chav ches is refuah b'shabbos. So all the cheses are, everything is important, but that's extremely important. Says the Mishnah Brura in Shin chav ches, tam chacham bimkomo, hayelo lidrosh pirka lakol, kedei sheyedu kol ha'am, velo yitztarka l'shalo. You got every tam chacham, every rav has to announce, Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. And even Safek, don't run and ask me and look for me in the middle of the night. I'm going to wait till the morning. No. Pikuach nefesh is docha. So we're in the cyber city here. So we're trying to be mefarsim, maybe mekayim this Mishnah Brura. V'machole ba'atzmo misyare sheyavru olav a Shabbos. If the chole himself, so he should go. The chole is worried. I don't want to be mechal Shabbos. We force him. Pikuach nefesh, somebody doesn't want to get into a car. They have to. So again, this is crucial. And this is called Shmira Shabbos. This is not Chilul Shabbos, this is called Shmira Shabbos. There are two tshuvas in the Radvaz, where it seems like the Riva was machmir on himself. We generally don't assume like this Riva, we don't learn halacha from it, but it's interesting tshuvas one should be aware of. The Radvaz, I'll give you the source, Gimel Tav Mem Dalet. Somebody asked him, Shati Meni, what I heard, b'shem the Riva. The Riva was very sick on his deathbed, and it was Yom Kippur. And the doctors told him, "Im lo tochal vaday tamus. If you don't eat, you're surely going to die. V'im tochal shem yichya. If you eat, you might live." That's what the doctors told him. For who's al amar? And the Rav said, "Bari v'shema bari adif. V'lo ratzalecho." So everybody said, "Bari v'shema." So I'll take the bari to the shema to sort of vaday die instead of maybe die. Umes. So says Ravaz, we have no idea why the Riva did what he did. It must be because Mistama, he had certain type of visions that he was supposed to die anyway, even if he would have eaten. But we do not learn halacha from that from that riva. Chas v'shalom. Mishu chol sheish b'sakanav amdu lecho yeshu lecho lafil ala safek. Even ala safek ain't roi lomo imenu ki etra the riva zal hirkesh ba'atzmo. The fil she yochal yamus delev yodea maras nafsho. That's what he means. But the kvarnish alti al kiyotzim is that pamim rabos. Many times people have asked me about this riva. The helesi zein zem imidus chasidus. It's totally wrong. Hareza chasid shota. V'alokim estamo miyado yivakesh. So even though there are these tshuvas out there of the Riva, we do not hold of anything from the Lamaisa of that Riva. Again, there's a lot more in the Sugya de Pikuach Nefesh. Interesting discussion of there are many different sources in Yuma Pehei for Pikuach Nefesh being Docha Shabbos. And they're nafkaminas, right? The most famous one, the one that's quoted Lamaisa, is V'chai Bohem. V'chai Bohem V'losha Yamas Bohem. But the other sources given are Chalel Shabbos Achas, Chalesh Yishma Shabbosos Harbe. B'mechalel Shabbos. To keep many Shabbosos. Maybe that'll be the Daf Yishir this week. Different nafkaminas in terms of Chol Sheish Bo Sakana relating to what the source is. Some fascinating discussions that the Achronim pick up on. Okay, but we'll stop at that for now, and we will continue. Good. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Tana Rabbanan. Oh, just one other Ha'ara. It sounds like from our Gemara that even soaking, right? What was the answer that he gave him? It's sakaras tafashas. Therefore, I'm allowed to do it. If it wasn't sakaras tafashas, he wouldn't be able to do it. What is he doing here? He's doing an iser derabanan. He's soaking his foot in vinegar. You need a cholash yeshbo sakana to violate an iser derabanan? We do not assume that way, lamaisa. The Rama says beferish that even if somebody's in the category of cholash ein bo sakana. Hopefully, Hashem, later on today, we'll have time to talk about the categories of cholim. But we generally assume more lakula than this Gemara seems. Even by a cholish ein bo sakana, if somebody has the flu, it's a big flu season this year in the world. But my wife's a doctor, so she's in the know. But the big flu, if somebody has the flu, can't get out of bed, that's considered a cholish ein bo sakana. And we hold they're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Even if they're allowed to, maybe they have to take medicine on Shabbos to try to get back some of their own Shabbos. So that's against the mashmas of this Gemara. This Gemara sounds like they couldn't even do an Isidra upon it unless it was a chol sheyesh bo sakana. But we pass even a chol sheyesh bo sakana. If somebody's sick in bed, they can't come to the Shabbos table, that's a chol sheyesh bo sakana. They're allowed to violate Durabanans, including taking medicines on Shabbos. Period. Tana Rabbanan, ro chatzim b'mei gerar b'mei chamson b'mei asya b'mei tferia. One is allowed to wash themselves in all of these waters on Shabbos. And you don't have to worry about refuah. Don't worry about refuah. Avolo b'yamagadol. One is not allowed to wash in the Yamagadol, which sometimes means the Mediterranean Sea, sometimes means the Atlantic Ocean, which means all the oceans connected to each other. Okay, either way. So, but not in the Yamagadol. Velo b'mei mishra, and one can't wash themselves in liquid that was used to wash clothes in, because why else, right? Somehow that would be good for refuah, but what is not allowed to do that? Because that's obviously nikar al-shem refuah. V'lo b'yam shel stom, or not in the salty waters of stom, as was discussed in yesterday's daf. So that's the Tana Rabbanan. For Aminu, is that really true? Rochazim b'mei tveria b'yam agadol, avolo b'mei mishra, v'lo b'yam shel stom. So we have a stira about yam agadol. Everything else fits in. We have a stira about yam agadol. Are you allowed to wash in the yam agadol on Shabbos? This is obviously talking about before the gzera we mentioned earlier, before the gzera of washing one's entire body. And we also said that the minhag is not to wash even in cold, right? So some of these gemaras, the gemara that says, "Oh, lefnei gzeira nishnu," right? We had the gemara, I think, in the fourth parak, different levels of gzeira. So kasha yamagadol yamagadol, so stira, are you allowed to wash in the yamagadol on Shabbos or not? So a couple of suggested answers. Here's number one. Number two is going to be at the top of the next amud. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha harbi meir harbi huda machlokes tanoim, whether the yamagadol has a special status. Because the Mishnah says in Meseches, right, it says on the side, para mikvaos, comes up a couple of places in Taurus. Ditznan, kol hayamim kamikva. By way of introduction, Rashi, very crucial Rashi here. The first couple of wide lines. Rashi goes through exactly the difference between a ma'ayan and a mikvah. Rashi goes through and tells us that when somebody has to go to the mikvah, become tahar, he has two choices. He could go to what's halachically called a mikvah, gathered water from the lashon of yikavu hamayim, gathered water, rainwater that is gathered. Gathered in Hebrew, in the Talmudic term is eshborin. If it's gathered water, it's stationary, it's not moving, that is good to be tovelin in mikvah, in rainwater. If rainwater is moving,
So then I can't tovel on that. That's called zochalin. Rainwater has to be mikvah. It has to be eshborin. A ma'ayan, if there is a natural spring that is the source of the water, and that's the ikker, not the rainwater, so then that's the opposite. That has to be moving. And I can be tovel on that. That's zochalin. Right? They both can work for somebody to be tovelin, as long as there's enough in each one. So there's zochalin, a ma'ayan is tar bezochalin, a mikvah is matar be'eshborin. Then you have a third category, which is only needed for three areas in halacha. The Gemara quotes them on the last line. A zav to become tahar, a mitzora to become tahar, and the water that I need to mix with the ashes of the paraduma require mayim chayim, which is even more than a ma'ayan, not just a spring, but it's mayim chayim. It's connected to a natural spring, and it's constantly flowing. It's not just a river, not just a river that's flowing that's considered zochalin, it's considered a ma'ayan. It is mayim chayim. Anyway, those are the three levels. So, says the Mishnah, Ditznan, Kol Hayamim, all the seas, the oceans, the inland seas, are all considered mikvah. All considered mikvah, which means, first of all, it's not Mayim Chayim. Many times Mayan will be called Mayim Chayim. Mikvah is for sure not Mayim Chayim. So all Yamim are considered mikvah. Shenem Mar, the mikvah Mayim, Kara Yamim, Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says in Breishis, when Hashem called all the waters, Ula Mikveh Hamayim. You see the word mikvah. So it all has that status. That's Div Rebbe Meir. So Yam HaGadol is similar to other Yamim. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Yam HaGadol k'mikvah. No, Yam HaGadol is mikvah. Meaning, that's very salty. And that is the status of mikvah. But v'lo nemer Yamim el sheishma minim harbe, mine Yamim harbe. It's called the plural of Yamim because many different tributaries go into that ocean. Many different types of water are connected to the ocean. That's why it's Yamim. But really, Yam HaGadol is different. It's saltier, and that's why, for our purposes, it's also to go into the Yam HaGadol on Shabbos. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, while Rabbi Meir would say it's not so different. But that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the inner waters, not the Yam HaGadol, are considered Ma'ayan. They're not considered mikvah. They're moving. They're flowing. Reb Yossi Omer, Kol Hayamim. So the first 2 days are the ones important for us. Kol Hayamim, Mitar and Bezochlin. Reb Yossi says, all Yamim are Mitar Bezochlin because they're all moving. Whenever there's a flow, a current, so that means it's Zochlin. It's not rainwater. Rainwater is that. It was caught in a certain area. So Reb Yossi says, they're all Mitar Bezochlin, but Upsulim Lezavin Lemasaron Lekadosh Ben Mechadas. That doesn't mean that it is Mayim Chayim, because the Torah calls it mikvah. Torah calls all the Yamim mikvah. So that's why it's not, unless it's a natural spring, mamish, so it's not going to be Mayim Chayim. So there's Reb Yossi as an example where something could be called a Mayan, but it is not going to be considered a mikvah. But either way, what do you see here? The Machlokas Tanoim, whether the Yam HaGadol is different than other Mayanos, and that would be in applications for Hilcha Shabbos as well. Maskefla. Oh, just one other ha'ara. So the pashtus is that this is also this whole discussion of the yam. You know what? Let's just finish first, and then we'll come back to the Rambam. Maskevla Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Emer. One second. Emer. The pligilinian tum of a tara. When do we say that there's a machlokas between tum and tara? That's where the context is. Rimei and Rabbi Yehuda. Linian Shabbos be Shabbos lay. Who says they have a machlokas about Shabbos? It's about Shabbos. Maybe they're all usher. So what? That it's more salty, less salty. Maybe they would agree by Shabbos. Sal Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lokasha. Different answer for the stira in Yam HaGadol. Ha de ishtihi, ha de lo ishtihi. It depends if you stay in the water for a long time or not. If you just go in and out, it's okay. If you stay in there for a while, so then that is not okay. Right? So that is also because it's muchach that you want to be healed. So the Gemara says, b'mayu kibta labas raisa, de lo ishtihi. This last raisa that says that it is mutter, that you did not stay in a long time, de lo ishtihi, afil b'may mishranamis, that even in the water of the laundry should be mutter. The Hatanya, Rochatsibi may tveria, may mishra, ubiyamashal stone, viavabishi, ishtal chatatim barosha, even if you have cuts on your head, you're allowed to go in. Bamedvaramur and bishalo nishtai, you're just going quickly. Avanishtai asur. So why, if we already said that if you don't stay in long, it's okay, so why in the may mishra is it asur if you're just going quickly? So, third try. Ela Yam HaGadol, Yam HaGadol, Okasha, Habiyafin Shabo, Habarayim Shabo. Depends if it's the nice, clean, clear water that's obvious that's people just go in to cool off. Or the Rayim Shabo, the dirty, mucky area where people wouldn't go in unless they have to. That's Asr, because that's Nika, that it's just Mishum Refuah. And may mishra nami lo kasha, had the ishti, had the lo ishtihi. We add that in, even though that's beferish in the brisa, we just continue quoting for the clarity of it. Two important points. Number one, the Rambam has a totally different shot of this Gemara. When the Rambam discusses about going into these waters on Shabbos, he says it's based on a different issue. The Rambam says, I'll read it to you. The Rambam says that these are aser, lo b'mei, lo b'ein rochatzin, lo b'this, lo b'that, lo b'mei mishra, lo b'yam stone, lo b'mei maram, shabiyam agadol, mipnei, shakol elu tsa'ar hein, v'kasuv v'karasa lo Shabbos oneg. In Chaf Aleph Chaf Tes, violation of Onik Shabbos. Somebody goes into the Dead Sea, and their cuts start killing them. Violation of Onik Shabbos. It's the Rambam. We had something like this once before this Masechta. Way back on Daf Yutes, we spoke about taking a boat ride within 3 days of Shabbos. Right? The Rif said, why is it? The Gemara said it's Aser. Why? The Rif said, Bittul Onik Shabbos. You're going to make yourself seasick. Right? If you're there within three days of Shabbos. But that's the Rambam's pshat. Bittul, you can't do anything on Shabbos. That's Bittul Onik Shabbos. So the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss in a tshuva. Rav Shech doesn't like this tshuva. But Dayan Weiss writes in a tshuva. Wow. So look at, think about this Gemara. Even though it's, you want it in the long run. You're doing it Mishum Refuah maybe. But right now, because you're in pain, you're not allowed to do it. It's a Bittul Onik Shabbos. So it says Dayan Weiss, are you allowed to go out to tan on Shabbos? Sit outside to get a tan. See, I got a tan. That's the joke. I think this shuva was written a little before much of the danger of tanning was known. Look, I got a tan. So he thinks it's a problem because of tzviya, because of tikkun, many, and he says, oh, the Rambam. Also, many people are in pain a lot of times as it's happening, sometimes, and therefore, even though you want it in the end, he quotes this Rambam. Shachter thinks that the whole thing, it's tikkun, it's soveya, it's not how it was under the Mishkan, so, for mitzad the malacha shebo sounds very difficult, but that's the Minchas Yitzchak. He quotes this Rambam on our Gemara in a tshuva in Chelak Hei Simin Lamed Beis. If you want to check it out. Just one other very interesting case. We're speaking about Cholash Yishbo Sakana. Cholash Yishbo Sakana, again, it's part of a larger issue, but it's a great, great question, and that is the Chashuk Yechemin here discusses it. What about being Mechal Shabbos for a Cholash Yishbo Sakana, but not for the danger shabo? For example, he has the case. Somebody came to Tarim. Somebody got a major cut in their leg. They dropped some type of metal cleat on their leg, of their child's leg, and there's a major gash. So it's mamish sakana tafashis. You gotta get it closed up. You gotta get it stitched up. So you go to Tarim, and the doctor has everything there, except anesthesia. He ran out of the anesthesia. He ran out of the hardama. So, now, there's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos just for the Sakana Shabo. Is somebody allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Is this guy allowed to get in his car to drive to the hospital in order to be able to do this with anesthesia? Right? Is that Pikuach Nefesh? There's no Pikuach Nefesh anymore. He could do it right now with the stitches. But the kid's going to be in tremendous, tremendous pain. It'll be terrible. So, he is Mekel. He is Mekel. Why? Because we paskin for a Cholash Yeshbo Sakana, or potential Yeshbo Sakana, even items that are not directly connected to the refua, but it's just for the well-being of the patient. Even, let's say, somebody else going in the ambulance with the person. Why is that? Is that Pikuach Nefesh? The other person has to go in the ambulance? No, it's for the well-being of the person. And as long as it's within reason, we say that it can occur. What about the Shulchan Aruch talks about turning off a light for a Cholash Yeshbo Sakana? Right, all these different types of issues. Right, about the moving the bed in the hospital. Right, so again, sleep can have a major effect on the chola. So there's also can have a major effect on the refuah process, and therefore he is makeup. That's a very interesting and important topic about being mechal Shabbos for a chola sheish posakana regarding items that are not directly connected. Okay. There's a lot here. What can we do? Okay, for the rest of the daf, we basically have lists of different medicines. Ein ochlin ezovian b'Shabbos, l'vishenu machal b'riyim. One is not allowed to eat ezovian on Shabbos because that is clearly a medicine. We paskin. If something is a food, you can eat it for medicinal purposes. I could have chicken soup for a cold. But even if I never eat chicken soup, aval ochel who has yoezer v'shos abuv roe. But these other items, one can eat. Kol ochlin ochel adam l'refuah v'chol mashkin shoseh. foods and drinks one could eat and drink for refua, chutz mi made the kalim b'kosi karn, except for these items, b'brein she'en li'roka, because they're obviously for jaundice. Aval shosu who made the kalim with samo, but if somebody is healthy and they're not sick, they're allowed to drink it just because they're thirsty. V'sach shemini karn shalol l'refua, and also somebody could smear oil from the ikar of a palm tree, shalol l'refua. Just keep in mind, we'll go through the sources again maybe tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, in terms of the refuah Shiva Talmud, there's a gzeira, there's a cherim hakadmonim, not to try to figure out what these are, for various reasons, which we will talk about. But let's just try to figure out what some of them are. Amar Rav Yosef, Ezov, when it says Ezovian in the Mishnah, that's different than Ezov in the Torah. That's required for Mitzorah. Ezov Avrata Bar Hamag, Ezovian Avrata Bar Hinig. Two different items. Ula Amar, Marva Chivra. It's white sage. Ula Ikla Bey Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Aisul Akami Marva Chivra. He brought it in front of him. Amar, Hainu Ezov, the Chsiv Oraisa. This is the Ezov that it talks about in the Torah. Rav Papi Amar, a third idea. What's Ezov? Shumshuk. Another type of herb. Amar, Yermimi Difti, Kavasi, Dura Papi Mistavra. I think he's right. Ditzan, because the Mishnah says in Para, talking about Agudas Ezov needed for the paradum and from Mitzora, mitzvahs ezov, shlosha klachin, ubayan shlosha givolin. Three stems, each of the stems having three seeds encapsulated on them. V'shumshuk hudir mishtakahachi. And that's exactly how shumshuk looks. That's why I know shumshuk is ezov. Lamai achlile, why do people eat it? Lokokiani, for intestinal worms. But my achlile, what do you eat it with? B'sheva tamar yuchmasa, with seven black dates. Mimai havi, what does it come from, this sickness? B'kimcha desari, from eating raw barley flour. T'chalef alei arba in zimnin, it's been sitting out for 40 days. Good. Aval ochel hu es yo ezer. My yo ezer? Yo ezer is considered a food. So, what is it? Putnik. Lamai achlile, what do you eat it for? La araksa, worms of the liver, Rashi says. But my achlila, b'sheva timri chivarta. You eat it with seven white dates. Mimai havi, where does it come from? Mi umsa umaya aliba rekna. Went from eating meat and water on an empty stomach. Umi bisra shmena aliba rekna. Or fatty meat on an empty stomach. Umi bisra tetura, ox meat aliba de rekna. Me amguza, nuts aliba Rekna, ume gire de rubia, stems of fenugreek, rubia, it's one of the simanim on Rosh Hashanah, aliba rekna, umashti maya abasre, and you drink water after all of these, so that's what causes this sickness. Ve'ilo, and if you don't have these items, yo ezer, to eat, to cure, so live latachli chivarta, eat white cress. Ve'ilo, leisi betanis, if not, just fast, ve'leisi bisra shmein, ve'lishti agumri, take some fatty meat and put it on some coals, ve'limayitz garma, and then suck on the meat, ve'ligmechala, and drink a little vinegar. Ve'ika da amri, or some say, chalalo, mishum dekashi l'kveta. Some say, no, the side effects of vinegar would be too hard, it would be hard for the kidneys. Ve'ilo, or the liver, sorry. Vilo lysi gurda da asina. If not, do this remedy. Bring a bark of a certain bush, digerida me'iloi letatoi, that was peeled from above to below, below mitatoi li'iloi, and not peeled below to above, domanafka aidi pume, because then it's like you peel it from to above, it's going to come out of your mouth, you don't want that. Velishlake b'shichra b'shivivi, you take this bark and you boil it up with beer, be shivivi at a certain time of day, a banish mashus, ulamachar nas karinun lenikvindi devalishti. You close your nostrils and you drink some of the beer. V'chimafni mafni apshicha de dikla. And when you go to the bathroom and let out the waste, hopefully this will come out, but you go out with it on this bark that you already peeled. V'shosan abuvroeh, that's also considered a food item. We'll talk about vitamins, Be'ez Hashem, more tomorrow. May abuvroeh chumteria. May chumteria chutra yichida, a single stick. Lamai Avdila, what sickness was this for? Ligi Luye, for Mayim Gluyim. Mayim Gluyim, again, an important topic to talk about, which we will, as Hashem. V'ilo, and if you don't have this Abu Vroa, for Mayim Gluyim, we're going to have a number of possibilities. How to help Mayim Gluyim. Lesi Chamsha Kalili V'Chamsha Kusta D'Shichra. Bring five roses and five cups of beer. Finish Lukinu Badi Adadi Adakaima A'anfaka V'Nishti. You cook it up until it gets to A'anfaka, which is a certain type of measure, and you drink it. Imi the Rabaktavai Barami Avdi Lelahu Gavra. The mother Rabaktavai made it for a certain person with the same ratios. Chad Kalila, Vachad Kusta Deshikhra, one of each. Shalka Vishkisei, she cooked it and gave it to him to drink. Vishagra Tanua Vagarfase, she made a very hot area, right? She cooked it in an oven and swept it out. Vosivise Levene Vagave, she put a brick in it to cool it off a little bit, but then she put him right next to it or in it. right next to it, not burning him, chas v'shalom, but just to make it perspire so it would come out. V'nafa kahutza yarka, and a green phlegm came out of him, and that was the mayim galuyim, the poison of the snake, and she saved his life that way. Rav Avya Amar, other ways, other remedies of the mayim galuyim. Reviyas adachal b'meiza chiverta, a half a lug, a quarter, reviyasa of milk, meiza the chibra from a white goat. Refuna bar Yehuda, laisi esroga chalisa, bring a sweet esrog. V'lechayki v'lim leib duvsha, fill it up with honey. And make a hole in the esrog and fill it up with honey. V'losve ve milili denura v'lichle, and put it on a bunch of coals and eat it. Good. I guess we'll stop here by Rabbi Chanina. Two more lines. Rabbi Chanina amar meiraglayim b'nei arba'im yom. Old urine, old meiraglayim is good for what? Barzina. A barzina of it is good lizibura for a wasp sting, rivi'a'a la'akraba for a scorpion sting, palga riva ligiluya, that's enough for mayim gluyim, riva filu kshafim malu, a whole riva will be good even for kshafim that was done against a person. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, anigron va'avanger v'tiraika ma'alu bein ligiluye bein lukshafim. It's good for giluya or kshafim, that type of material. Period. We'll stop here. We'll talk more about people who swallowed a snake, actually, not just snake venom, tomorrow. But again, even though we have these technical medicinal gemaras, the yesodos come clear that we talk about in terms of refuels, we'll talk about the Rav Moshe's tshuva about vitamins, we'll talk about mayim gluyim, and other issues that come up, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.